In case you haven't noticed, the school calendar has shifted in many parts of the country. It used to be fairly standard that kids would trudge back to class after Labor Day, but in many places, the school start date has crept back into August and even July. We wondered, why does school start so early? For answers, we turned to Kathy Christie. She's vice president at the Education Commission of the States. That's a nonpartisan education research group in Denver, Colorado. So, Kathy Christie, the answer to that question, why does school start so early?
Well, it doesn't necessarily start so early consistently across the country, but some states make that decision at the state level, but the majority of the states leave that up to the local districts. So the underlying decisions are probably a mishmash, sometimes logistical, like how are we going to get to a certain point of the year before the winter holiday starts. So do we want to take our semester exams after or before? So if you backward map from that, you end up with an earlier start date. Some might be trying to make sure that they're getting as many days prior to testing as possible. But it has changed from the agrarian society where kids had to be in the field until the crops were in, or the way it was when I grew up in Iowa, which was, you know, until after Labor Day, you had to allow for the county fairs where the kids could actually take some time off and go show the sheep and the cattle and do their 4-H activities at the county fair and not miss too much school. So a lot of that was based on that, or again, helping in the field.
You mentioned testing, but how much of this is driven by high-stakes testing and the need to boost student performance?
Well, you know, I think that's usually folks' first guess at why the calendar gets kind of bounced around. But, you know, it is a perennial issue in every district. And it's a burr under the saddle of every superintendent, I'm sure, in the country, because it's just something that's always, always an issue. And it has been for, you know, who knows how many years. So it may be slightly tied to the testing and to getting kids an earlier start in a way to better prep for the testing days that come later. But my guess is many times it's just simple logistics.
Any indication that it does actually improve student performance starting the school year earlier?
None that I have ever seen.
Just quickly, what's the reaction among parents? This cuts into family vacations, into summer camp, into sports schedules.
You really want to keep families happy. And when you start edging too far into June or too far into August, then you do come up against that protest about, well, we had a vacation scheduled, you know, that I had to sign up for 12 months ago. How can you do this? And then you end up having some kids perhaps miss school that they might not have missed otherwise. So it is. It's a tricky proposition. That's what I mean. It is absolutely a logistical nightmare. And no one, I mean, there are rare cases where everyone is happy.
Kathy Christie, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Kathy Christie. She's vice president for the Education Commission of the States.